This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. What an incredible day to be on InfoWars.com. What we're seeing now are up-to-the-minute videos. I mean, this is just incredible. It looks like blood on the ground, bear mace being sprayed, some sort of other material being sprayed over the Capitol Police, going back and forth. We have an update about the evacuation. The story is that a pipe bomb was recorded, hence the evacuation of the two Capitol Hill buildings, although it's been all cleared now, and congressional staffers or Capitol staffers are now reporting that they got the all clear in order to head back in. So perhaps that evacuation was not as a response to the crowd, which continues to hammer at and get in conflict with this thin line of riot police, fully armored up like medieval knights here in their full body armor, their face masks, their helmet, and their massive billy club. You can see them dragging Trump supporters away from the other patriots as they arrest them. Arrests are being made. Billy clubs are being used. Riot shields are in place and pushing back. And there you see the commander in the back issuing orders. This is again completely unprecedented. After a year or more of riots and cacophony from the left of Antifa and Black Lives Matter attacking police at every turn, this is the first time that we've seen a similar reaction from the patriots as they surround and enclose the, oh my God, that's incredible, a massive wooden cross has now been erected at the foot of the Capitol steps. It's at least 20 feet tall. Truly incredible. And that's real wood. I mean, you can tell from the weight as they leverage it up and into the stand. That is not, and it's not made out of styrofoam, folks. That's a heavy wooden cross being erected as a symbol of defiance to the Satanist pedophile networks that are attempting at this very moment to overthrow our ability to govern ourselves. And it looks like this is perhaps at the Capitol building at Madison. Am I wrong in that? This is Wisconsin. Where is it? Bethany? Where? Oh, today is Epiphany. Okay, yeah. Well, hey, symbolic significance there. I believe that. So right now we have all over America massive protests breaking out at Capitol buildings, at states, all over the place. I believe that was a different one because I saw snow on the ground there, which I believe is must have come from, that's in front of the Capitol, but that's not, it's not the U.S. Capitol, though. It's not the American Capitol, the D.C. Capitol. I think that is probably Madison, but we'll figure that out. Los Angeles as well, a Stop the Steal rally lining the streets, hundreds of Trump supporters. People cheering it on Twitter, saying drag them out, saying go into the Capitol building and drag the traitors out, as things continue to escalate here. From Julio Rosas, Capitol Police pushed the Trump supporters back and used a lot of pepper spray, as more videos are being posted by him and other independent reporters. Now, meanwhile, if you're going to be watching something like Fox News or CNN, all you're going to see is one of two things. You're either going to see a very wide shot of crowds somewhere in Washington, D.C. It looks like they've got a shot on Freedom Plaza as people slowly meander towards the capital city. Or you're going to see inside the Senate chambers where the argumentation is now taking place on whether or not to accept the Arizona electoral slate, giving them to Joe Biden. The objection has been made, and in both the Senate and the Congress, arguments are being made back and forth. We heard that Congresswoman Boebert was interrupted, and we're trying to figure out what that was about. It looked like some contention there. She was speaking and objecting, and then she was forced to stop and sat down and was speaking up, and we'll try to figure out what was going on there, whether rules were violated, whether she was prevented from presenting her case. But we'll continue to bring all of this to you up to the minute, and we'll get a live feed from the InfoWars crews there on the ground at this crucible moment, as General Flynn put it. Folks, I haven't plugged once, but hey, in the last 15 seconds of this segment, InfoWarsStore.com is what is supporting all of this, everything that we're seeing here, reporting that you will not get anywhere else on network TV, on the internet. Nowhere else is bringing you this type of material and the video straight from the Capitol. This is amazing, folks.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices. We're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, you've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Alex Jones right now is on the ground in Washington, D.C., as more and more patriots pour towards the Capitol building. It looks like our feed, our live feed from the Capitol with Alex Jones is back up again. Once again, the sheer number of people there is overloading the cell phone systems, and so the feed for anybody, us, Fox News, CNN, everybody's having trouble getting video out, although we're bringing it to you as soon as possible, up to the minute video. Flashbangs are reported to have been launched. There are people such as Dana Lash saying stop this to Trump supporters who are moving towards the Capitol. Other people saying get in there and tear them out. Oh, here we see, my God, these images are just incredible. Massive numbers of patriots storming the Capitol building, Texas flags waving, American flags waving, and masses of humanity have apparently broken past the police barricades, which were keeping them off the steps and away from the Capitol building. They have been torn down, and the people have moved onto that raised platform and are scaling the scaffolding that was set up previously for the inauguration that is to take place on January 20th. Here we see the flashbangs and the gas grenades being launched over the heads of the front lines into the ranks of the patriots. Really, really incredible. Again, this is all up-to-the-minute stuff taking place. And we'll bring it to you all just as quickly as possible. The barricade, oh my gosh, yeah, images of barricades completely torn and ripped apart, laying on the ground as patriots move past it. We've got views of the patriots at the steps of the Capitol building. And yes, I do have it confirmed that it was, it's the Michigan Capitol building, in front of which this massive wooden cross has been raised by Christian patriots who are sick and tired of their heritage, their religion, their belief system being denigrated and desecrated by the satanic forces that have occupied our great country. So in a symbol of defiance to the worldly, secular ruling class, a massive wooden cross has been erected in front of the Capitol building in the state of Michigan as protests erupt throughout the country as Vice President Mike Pence has refused or rejected his responsibility or obligation to reject or determine exactly which electoral votes to consider. Now the debate continues to rage, and it looks like, yes, they have gotten onto the balconies, they've gone up the stairs, the barricades have fallen, the police have retreated. Although we continue to see clashes, and perhaps they are just regrouping, but this energy has to be maintained. And here we see a view from earlier today during President Trump's speech of just the innumerable Trump supporters waving flags, and they're in support of the president and in defiance of what we're told was a completely fair election, the most secure election of all time. those lies no longer hold weight. They no longer carry water with the vast majority of Americans in this country. Let's go again. Do we have that feed from Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer as they're there live on the ground? We'll bring you that just as soon as he gets back up. Here it is. I don't know if we want to go to it quite yet, though, as they need to discuss it. Here's the thing, folks. We are more aware of what's happening than they are right now. They may be on the ground, and we'll be getting their perspective just as soon as possible, and they'll have information that we don't have. But as of right now, we have the luxury of having eyes in many places. We're receiving videos, updates, and rumors and all sorts of stuff from various different corners, all being aggregated here and then presented to you, whereas if you're on the ground, all you know is what you see for yourself, since with the overloaded cell systems, you're not going to be able to check Twitter if you're there. So we're actually probably more aware of what's going on as a whole surrounding the entire Capitol than Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer are themselves, despite the fact that they're there on the ground. And we can just hear the rolling chants of USA, fight for Trump. Incredible. This crowd continues to swell. What was it? I mean, I've lost track of time. I think it was less than an hour ago, that President Trump finished his speech, and that massive crowd of hundreds of thousands, probably upwards of a million people surrounding the Washington Monument and all the way to the White House, finished watching that speech by President Trump and moved towards the U.S. Capitol. And by the time that here we see an update from Ilhan Omar. Current scene of the Capitol buildings are locked down and everyone is sheltering in place. Hey, so look, that's where Ilhan Omar is, everyone. Just kidding. Massive crowds, yeah, you can see those in the distance as they move towards the Capitol. And once again, inside the Capitol building right now, a debate is raging as to whether or not to accept this fraudulent election. On live TV, Newsmax reporter ordered to the Capitol basement due to a bomb threat near the rotunda. Again, we think that was not a legitimate threat, as it was called all clear and the evacuation orders were rescinded. Trump supporters have been ordered to disperse, but it doesn't look like they're going anywhere. And we're seeing more and more destruction taking place. Rioters have injured a Capitol City police officer in front of the Capitol building. You saw that video earlier of the police being helped away from the crowd by his compatriots. We think that, to me, it looks like something got in his eyes. It looks like perhaps he got pepper sprayed. It may have been friendly fire, or it may have been Owen. Here we have Carolyn Bremen. View from inside the Capitol as people gather on the west front. The Capitol is currently on lockdown. Massive crowds totally surrounding the Capitol. Angry Trump supporters, aware of the fraud, cognizant of the betrayal that is being carried out at this very moment inside the Capitol building. They continue to push forward, reorganize, regain footing, and move ever forward. Once again, folks, the communication networks are completely overloaded with the sheer mass of people, so getting any first-hand information about this is going to be difficult, but we'll continue to bring as up-to-the-minute updates as we possibly can. Protesters have breached police lines and are now on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Again, the rolling cheers of USA, USA, U.S. Capitol on lockdown now during the electoral vote count. And as far as we know, the vote count has stalled out at 12 for President Trump and 0 for so-called President-elect Biden, as they only got through Alaska before Arizona was up. The objections came in and the debate began. We don't know if this debate will be continued and carried on as lockdown continues, or whether they may pause and try to reassess what exactly is going on and how to deal with it. Of course, the congressmen and women and senators, I don't think, are at much of a threat. We know there's one thing they take very, very seriously, it is their own personal well-being and their own security. There are tunnels, of course, crisscrossing like spider webs throughout all of D.C., and there's almost no risk of them having to try to escape through a crowd or having to bunker down in the Capitol building. They have escape routes more than they need. So, again, I do not think there's actually a bodily threat to anybody in the chambers at this moment. They don't seem too concerned. They're continuing to argue, continuing to debate without so much as a look over their shoulder as to the doors being broken down or anything like that. This is simply a massive protest that is refusing to stay quiet any longer, that is making themselves known, that is not stopping at the barricades, not kowtowing and adhering to the police who have betrayed us time and time again, but instead are pushing forward to take over what is at the heart of it, our building. It's our, as Americans, this building belongs to us, this Capitol belongs to us, and it is being stolen from us at this very minute live. And the American people are attempting to prevent that from taking place. Once again, I don't believe that the people inside the Capitol building are concerned about this whatsoever, at least in terms of their safety or anything like that. If anything were to happen, if the doors were to be to breach, they would be evacuated rapidly. They'd disappear into underground tunnels and be moved to a safe house far out of harm's way. So we aren't too concerned for them, but we'll continue to keep you updated and bring you videos just as soon as we get them.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is history being made as we speak. Capitol on lockdown. The Capitol Police over the radio are heard to say we have lost control. I repeat, we have lost control. From Eliza Schaefer, breaking. Trump supporters have breached all security barriers and are now actively destroying and occupying the Capitol building. I repeat, the feds have lost control of the Capitol building. A revolution is in progress. This is not a drill. Trump supporters breaching all security barriers and are now actively destroying and occupying the Capitol building. This is incredible. Two buildings of the U.S. Capitol complex evacuated as Trump supporters clash with the police. Flashbangs being fired over the front lines into the crowd of Trump supporters. But it seems like those attempts to prevent the onrush of patriots has failed. The security barriers have fallen one by one, and the Capitol is now being occupied and, according to Elijah Schaefer, destroyed by patriots. We're seeing live feeds from Fox News as the crowds continue to swell, continue to grow. The American flags continue to wave as the patriots move towards the United States Capitol building and continue to occupy it. Here we're seeing a live view from inside the Capitol building, perhaps from a staffer, as they look at the thin barrier of wood and glass separating them from hordes of angry Americans. U.S. Capitol on total lockdown. Certification vote has been paused as protests continue to erupt. The Senate has adjourned abruptly. Vice President Mike Pence has been rushed off the Senate floor. Trump supporters have breached the U.S. Capitol building. We're seeing images within the halls of Congress and within the halls of the Capitol of Trump supporters who have breached those doors. Two Capitol Hill buildings have been evacuated by the USCP, and we're also hearing that the private residences on Capitol Hill are being evacuated as well. Senators, the vice president, the congressmen now no doubt making their way towards the security of the underground tunnels to escort them away from the threat of their supposed constituents, angry, furious, and now venting that frustration on the system that has betrayed them time and time again. This is just incredible, folks. You're watching InfoWars. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is right now at the scene. They're sort of on the edge. We are receiving intermittent streams from them as the cell phone networks are overloaded and information becomes harder to come by. What we know is that Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer are not at the head of this. They are not the ones breaking into the Capitol, but they are there on the periphery watching this. Receiving this information in real time. Truly incredible. D.C. is now in control of the Patriots as an officer of the United States Capitol Police radios the phrase, we have lost control. I repeat, we have lost control. Protesters now inside the Capitol building, those marble staircases being trod upon by Patriots who are raising their hands, showing they are peaceful, yet they aren't going anywhere as one after another the security barriers have fallen. VP Mike Pence evacuated from the Capitol building. Trump loyalists storm U.S. Capitol, tear gas deployed, few arrests made, the police have lost control, barricades torn down, buildings evacuated, the press has been moved to the basement as they scramble to avoid the on-press of millions, at least I would say, my estimation, a million Trump supporters having moved from throughout D.C. and are now converging on the Capitol. This is revolution in progress. This is a major historic moment in the history of the United States. It is a privilege and an honor to be here sharing it with you and bringing you updates just as soon as possible. We're getting information you will not get anywhere else. We are receiving videos and updates in a faster method than any other network, mainstream, or otherwise. Here we see, okay, now we have a battalion of neon-shirted police. The backup has been called. They're moving slowly but surely towards the Capitol, but it may be already too late. The doors have been breached. The Patriots are inside. The Senate has ceased debating because the vote has been paused. The vote on certification has been paused, and the entire building is being evacuated, folks. We've seen it for 4 years. We've seen the anger of the left. We saw it under Kavanaugh as the protesters who fell for the lie time after time again screech and claw impotently at the door. We've seen 6 months or more of violent protest burning down entire cities, aimless, pointless destruction being wrought across the United States by liberal and communist agitators, all to the point of trying to tear down our system. Now we see not the system fight back, but those who love America fight back. Patriots now taking over the entire Capitol steps, continuing to wave the American flag, the Gadsden flag, the Tree of Liberty flag, the Trump flag. They've taken it over. It is done. This is what happens when Americans rise up. This is what happens when patriots do what the communists have been trying to do for so long. Again, this is not an impotent, pointless, nonsense protest based off misinformation like the death of George Floyd, who killed himself with fentanyl, or Jacob Blake, who just yesterday was proven he was armed and dangerous when police rightfully took him down, or the lies of Brett Kavanaugh for 4 years. We've seen the outrageous and yet impotent lashing out of leftists throughout America. And for the first time, it seems, after having shown patience of the, that of angels, the Americans, the Trump supporters who've seen their lives destroyed, they've seen their businesses shut down, they've seen the lockdown perpetuated all across America, destroying our economy, surrendering to China over and over again, stories that expose the corruption and the underselling of America to communist China, to other foreign powers, have gone ignored, have been suppressed, have been shut down. Time and time again, the American people have shrugged and taken the blows on the back without so much as a whimper in protest. But finally, they have pushed too far after stealing our last resort. We always knew in the back of our minds, in the back of our heads, we had the numbers, we had the will. We could, through the electoral process, maintain some semblance of control over what is supposed to be our representative democracy, our republic. Well, they stole that from us. They took away the final lifeline. They destroyed the final pressure valve. And now the rage of the American people overflows as patriots storm into the United States Capitol, waving Trump flags, waving American flags, waving the Gadsden flag, taking over the steps, pushing through the doors, and forcing an evacuation of our representatives as they halt the vote counting process. Where this goes from here, only time will tell. We'll continue to get updates, videos, images, and breaking news from all over the internet here. We're getting it all from independent sources, independent reporters who are providing us with on-the-ground views, sometimes even within the Capitol, as it looks like the press moves away and retreats as more and more Trump supporters and patriots pour into the Capitol. We have a tweet from Donald Trump 1 minute ago. Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a correct set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones they were asked to previously certify. U.S. demands the truth. And here we have Alex Jones in front of the Capitol. Do we have audio on this?
Just giant crowds of hundreds of thousands everywhere. They took the scaffolding stage that's being set up that Joe Biden says he won't use, and he's installed on the 20th. Trump says he's going to get down. There's massive evidence of fraud that's come out. We've all said we want to be peaceful, like the left, that shoots cops, trees, and burns down apartment buildings and fire departments and police stations and things, and run around terrorizing America. That's the left. That's Antifa. That's BLM. But Americans are mad. And so when they stage elections in Venezuela,
Alex Jones, more on the other side. The Capitol has fallen. The Patriots are in control.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has now been breached. Capitol Police say Trump protesters surge into the building. That's according to Disclosed TV, who shows an overhead shot of this massive crowd moving towards the Capitol. We're seeing shots from inside. Now, the Trump protesters, here's shots from inside. Now, you can see the glass there and the wood door. I believe this is the eastern door of the Capitol. And you can see the protesters asking the people inside, hey, push the door open, push the door open. Not even attempting to break the glass, not attempting to cause trouble or to cause damage, but rather trying to get the people inside to act as patriots themselves, open the door, and put an end to this farce of an election that we've been witness to this entire time. Truly incredible stuff. Darren J. Beattie on Twitter says the FBI should take a knee to show respect to the MAGA protesters. Yeah, maybe if Black Lives Matter was there, the police would be on our side. Instead, the police have fallen back. The Senate chambers have been evacuated. The vote counting, the certification of the electors has been suspended for the time being as they deal with the fact that protesters are now within the Capitol. Here we're seeing physical combat taking place inside the Capitol between the pillars, mace being sprayed, punches being thrown, protesters going head-to-head with the Capitol City Police, who have fallen back to inside the building and are attempting to prevent the onslaught, the onrush of these Trump protesters. Now, before the debate was ceased, McConnell had said the election was not stolen, as Trump says. McConnell claims there was no massive collection fraud. McConnell says Congress can't make itself a board of elections. Amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing, the utter failure of the Republicans to wield any sort of institutional power in at the behest of or to the benefit of their own people. The election fraud, as enumerated earlier today by Donald Trump, is in the millions. The provable ones is at least the hundreds of thousands. He pointed out the hundreds of thousands of people in Detroit, in Georgia, in Michigan and Minnesota and elsewhere of non-registered voters, of registered voters who, you know, more votes than registered voters. In Detroit, you had 139% votes. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. This is incredible. This is nonsense. And yet it goes unopposed by the Republicans with the power to do anything about it. They instead abrogate that power and refuse to exert their constitutional authority, instead wanting to do anything they can to simply get rid of President Trump so they can get back to the status quo, back to business as usual, which is, of course, the continual selling out of the American people, the continual undermining of our heritage and our nation, and the continual surrendering of everything we hold dear to those who would destroy us. And make no bones about it, this is from their own mouths. We're seeing now on Fox News and elsewhere just the sheer crowds all over the Capitol steps, waving "Stop the Steal" signs, waving American flags. For the time being, at least, the steal has been stopped. We have we're no longer counting the votes, no longer debating the certification. It has all ground to a halt. It has all ceased to continue as the lawmakers and the other Capitol Hill staffers flee in fear of their safety. Two buildings of the U.S. Capitol complex were evacuated. Flashbangs have been launched into the Trump protester lines. The barricades are being torn down. This is just another peaceful protest, folks. These Trump supporters are just ideas, after all. And I say that in jest, obviously, but, you know, if you really think about it, so far nothing's been burnt down. No innocent people have been knocked out and then kicked in the head while they lay on the pavement. This has not scratched the surface of the type of violence, chaos, and destruction that we've seen wrought across this entire nation for an entire year without the slightest hint of protest from the Democrats. In fact, they support them. They join them. Right now, what we're seeing is not George Soros funded. This is not people trained by the communist Chinese like Black Lives Matter leaders admit to being. This is a natural, spontaneous event being carried out by Trump supporters from all over the nation. We also have incredible images of the Michigan State House, outside of which a massive wooden cross has been erected as a symbol of defiance to the satanic pedophile network that has slowly but surely captured each and every institution that governs this once great nation. Truly incredible stuff. Do we still have that feed from Alex Jones? Alex Jones and Owen Schroer are live on the scene. We're having trouble getting connected to them because of the overwhelming number of people has, as I said, overwhelmed the cellular networks. Absolutely massive scenes inside the Capitol building of protesters making their way up and down the marble staircases. as of 4 minutes ago, we see somebody videoing down the staircases, out the windows. As they see these Patriots move towards them, they then turn and run to safety. As we said before, although things have escalated since then, I don't believe that any of our representatives are actually themselves at risk of physical injury. There's enough planning and things in place, so preparations have been made to where those people can very rapidly evacuate and get out into the tunnels beneath the streets of Washington, D.C., where they can be secreted away, ferried away to safety. I don't have too much fear for this becoming bloody or violent, unless, of course, the police start to clash back and push back. Here we're seeing, I mean, just incredible images, folks. This is a day that will go down in history. We're seeing protesters there scaling the very walls of the Capitol, scaling the scaffolding that once was erected to for the inauguration on January 20th. And yes, we're seeing images here that will go down in history. This is a major moment in America. Whether it will come to anything or not, I guess we'll have to just wait and see, and we'll continue to bring you updates as we get them. Again, two of the Capitol buildings were evacuated earlier because of apparently the threat of a pipe bomb that has been withdrawn. Those buildings no longer have that stand-down order issued, or that evacuation order, rather, issued. But it seems like the residential buildings around Capitol Hill are being evacuated, and the Senate and Congress themselves have been evacuated and are no longer taking part in the debate or the certification of votes. Here we see a protester holding a riot shield that he probably got from a police officer, windows being broken, and tentatively, here we go, the Patriots moving in towards, moving into the Capitol building. This is incredible, folks. There you go, using the riot shield to bash through the windows of the Capitol, using large pieces of wood that were no doubt there for the scaffolding. And yeah, we're seeing Patriots move in. They've surrounded the Capitol building. They've broken through the barriers. They're now breaking the windows and making their way into the Capitol building from the D.C. police, from the now the protesters have gotten their hands on fire extinguishers and are spraying them at the people, the congressional staffers and media, members of the media who are attempting to film them. They're getting a face full of fire extinguisher gas as police continue to radio. And we heard over the radio from the U.S. Capitol Police, "We have lost control." Repeat, "We have lost control." Control now ceded to the Patriots, who have breached the Capitol and are moving ever more, ever farther into this Capitol building. People dressed as pioneers, people carrying riot shields that have been stripped from the Capitol City Police, MAGA hats, Confederate flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. Again, mostly peaceful, I have to say. I haven't seen any attacks. I haven't seen any vicious lashing out at innocent people. I've seen nothing but tearing down of barriers, the breaking of windows, and the moving ever forward inexorably towards the heart of the Republic, the Capitol building, which has long been under the occupation of globalist forces. This is truly incredible stuff, folks, and we'll bring you up-to-date updates as we get there. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just received reports of shooting going on. This is absolutely incredible, folks. The revolution will be televised exclusively on Infowars.com. Elijah Schaefer is now inside Nancy Pelosi's office. We bring that up. They're shooting into the chamber. Elijah Schaefer says, I'm inside Nancy Pelosi's office with thousands of revolutionaries who stormed the building. To put into perspective how quickly staff evacuated, emails are still on the screen alongside a federal alert warning members of the current revolution. There, Elijah Schaefer inside Nancy Pelosi's office. We also are hearing reports that shots are being fired within the dome of the Capitol. Tear gas is being fired. We have from CNN, supporters of President Trump breached the U.S. Capitol, according to Capitol police officers. Yes, that is happening, CNN, believe it or not. We don't need to hear from the Capitol police when we see it with our own eyes. Trump supporters chase away the outnumbered Capitol police and throw objects at them. We're seeing there inside the Capitol and outside patriots swarming throughout. We're going to try to find more information about this shooting that has been reported. We don't know whether this is bullets being fired or whether this is tear gas canisters perhaps being fired. Ted Cruz says violence is always unacceptable, even when passions run high. Here we have Ed O'Keefe reports that a congressional aide says members were told to get under the chairs in the House chamber. Here we see, my God, we see members inside the Senate chambers piling up furniture to block the doors as protesters move ever towards the center of our republic. This is absolutely mind-blowing. They say they're shooting into the chamber. So perhaps, and that goes along with the image that you're seeing here, so perhaps they are, the members have piled furniture to block the doors. Trump supporters outnumbering the Capitol Police and driving them away, throwing objects at them. Trump supporters scaling the walls of the Capitol, breaking into the Capitol. They've secured fire extinguishers and are blowing them in the face of the Capitol Hill staff there that's attempting to video or film what's going on. This is incredible, folks. Okay, yeah, we already saw that. I want to hear more about this, the supposed shooting. From Disclosed TV, protesters are smashing the doors to the U.S. House chamber. That's the image that we saw just a second ago of the furniture being piled up in an attempt to prevent or at least waylay or delay the breaking into the House chamber there. U.S. Senate chamber has been evacuated and senators are being taken to a secure location. House members are being instructed to put on masks as tear gas is now inside the U.S. Capitol Dome, folks. This is, again, unprecedented. This is history being made as we speak. Via M.E.P. Fuller, shots fired into the U.S. House chamber. We don't know if that is an armed protester or if those are officers firing or if that's tear gas. All we've heard is that shots are being fired into the U.S. House chamber as protesters are smashing the door to that House chamber, and the representatives are piling furniture up to block that door. Again, Elijah Schaefer inside Nancy Pelosi's office. They didn't even have time to sign out of their computers, leaving the no doubt should be secured programs wide open for anybody and everybody to see. Okay, it looks like those are police on either side of the door with guns. So as the protesters are attempting to break down the door, shots are being fired. We don't know if that's if they're being fired into the chamber there, but we definitely see at least three guns being leveled from inside the chamber to the door, you know, at the door, firing at the protesters outside of that door. Folks, this is history being made as we speak. Where this goes from here, it is anybody's guess, but it doesn't look like it will be calming down or ending anytime soon. We're receiving updates from a variety of sources here as we continue to monitor what is going on. My God, folks. Let's keep rolling some of these videos. Trump supporters, again, chasing away the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police saying we've lost control. Hordes of Trump supporters now posted up on the front steps of the Capitol. And you can see outside the Capitol, hundreds of thousands of more Trump supporters moving ever towards this building, this symbol of our once great country that has been occupied by globalist forces for at least as long as I have been alive. And it seems like the patience of the American people and the patriots who have tried and time and time and time again to work within the system, to behave themselves and trust that the system would serve those that serve themselves. Well, time and time again, we have been rejected and rebuffed. And so now that spirit of American resistance, the revolution upon which our country was founded, is not dead yet and rears its powerful head as we are watching live these various flags, the Betsy Ross flag, the Episcopalian flag. Would you guys mind throwing up that warning back on the screen once again? We had a warning from the mayor of D.C., Mariel Bowser, who I believe has issued a curfew, has issued an emergency shutdown. Here it is. Mayor Bowser issues citywide curfew for D.C. for Wednesday, January 6th, starting at 6 p.m. until Thursday, January 7th at 6 a.m. Essential workers, including healthcare personnel and media, are exempt. Good luck enforcing that. I don't remember such a curfew being issued for Black Lives Matter or Antifa when they were running around burning down historic churches, attacking innocent people, assaulting police officers. Here we see Trump supporters not engaged in meaningless, pointless, impotent violence, but rather simply pushing past the police and into the Capitol building to make themselves known. Trump supporters chase away outnumbered Capitol police and throw objects at them. This is Julio Rosas. But again, here you see Trump supporters actually putting their bodies in front of the police and just saying, hey, just keep backing up. We're not going to attack you. We're not going to hurt you. You are not our enemy. You don't see this type of behavior from the leftists when they get going. You see a lot of attacks of innocent people. You see a lot of burning things down. You see destruction of valuable, sometimes irreplaceable property. I've seen no statues torn down here. I've seen no egregious violence. I've seen no violence really at all, except for the occasional punch thrown or mace can being sprayed. But we see which is more effective here. Guns drawn, as we see at least three Capital City security officers level their pistols over the furniture that's been piled in the congressional chamber. What is it? Okay, this is a protester now standing in the speaker's position. I believe that's in the Senate. I believe that's the Senate building, if I'm not mistaken, or the Senate chamber, rather. We see protesters, reports of shots fired on Capitol Hill as more and more police rush from throughout the Capitol City to the Capitol building in an attempt to mitigate or somehow prevent or do something to stand up against the onrush of Trump loyalists, patriots, and America firsters as we move towards the Capitol building, into the Capitol building, and then into the Senate and congressional chamber. Absolutely incredible. Mayor Bowser issuing a citywide curfew that I, if I had to guess, will be ignored. Confirming other reports, Speaker Pelosi has requested the National Guard troops to clear and secure the Capitol via request from the Capitol Police Board. A D.C. government official tells me troops are on the way. Troops are on the way from Donald J. Trump. Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on our side of the on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. That's the word from President Trump. Support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. Stay peaceful. That ship may have sailed, Mr. President. Armed standoff reported inside the Capitol building as of 3 minutes ago, according to Matthew Keyes. Trump supporters have gotten through the doors, apparently, into the House chamber. Pool reporter in the House chamber reports there's an armed standoff at the front of the There's an armed standoff at the House front the door. Police officers have their guns drawn at somebody who's trying to breach the front door. D.C. phone warning just went off. They're in the chamber. One is up on the dais yelling, "Trump won the election. This is insane." Elijah Schaefer is within Nancy Pelosi's office with the unsecured computers open. Ilhan Omar says she's safe but heartbroken about what we're enduring at the Capitol. This from somebody who continuously showed support and encouragement for the riots that ravaged our country for months and months. A different story when it's on her front yard. That's hypocrisy if I've ever seen it. Here we're seeing actually video of this armed standoff having been reported by Breaking 911 and MEP Fuller. Armed standoff inside the House chamber as chamber members are piling furniture in front of the doors to prevent the protesters from getting in. Guns are drawn. Shots have been fired. And the security of the Capitol building has been utterly devastated and decimated. And the I guess we'll call them rioters. Why the hell not, right? The rioters, the protesters, the patriots, the Americans, the Trump supporters, the revolutionaries have taken the Capitol. The U.S. Capitol has fallen to the American people. This day will go down in history, ladies and gentlemen, and you're getting it all live here at InfoWars.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.